strive for except to grab all the kicks we can. To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the When Will the Winter Fucking End? Little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. I am not joined by any of my co-hosts. I've just got Doc Water Dick. Even the interns have failed us this week. Ladies and gentlemen, you should beat them. But it doesn't matter, because in the studio we've got a great band. They're called Moons of Vega, and they rock.
Thank you.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's good to see you again. Sorry we haven't seen you in a couple weeks. We've had some technical difficulties with some things around the studio. But
this time, none of us fucked it up, just want to say.
It wasn't us. It wasn't us. But it's somebody we like. Out there? Do you want to throw him under the bus?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan Rowling, we are calling you out, you son of a bitch.
He's fucking amazing. He's got an amazing CD. And
Tells us like 12 hours beforehand, I forgot and I'm out of town. Until like 12 hours after you record the show.
And then the rest of Reno Music failed us because there was nobody that we could think of that would just drag their band down here with 4 hours notice.
I know. Like, I mean, you know, that's so reasonable.
I guess.
But Jonathan, your punishment is you have to go back to the end of the line. You probably won't make it on the show before June.
Oh, that sucks.
Unfortunately.
And his album is really good, Jonathan Rowling. And
hey, where did he record that album?
He recorded it himself and mixed it himself, and it sounded amazing, and then he just let me throw a few mastering touches.
Ooh.
And so I just got to master it. It's one of those jobs.
That was kind of my lead in. I was trying to, like, segue to you there. Softball,
yeah, but right? It's not all about me. He really is. It's fucking, with the first time I heard it, I thought, oh my god, this is amazing. It just needs a little less bass, and bam, it's fucking unbelievable.
So. Well, awesome. So. Well, we look forward to hearing it on a future episode when Jonathan's not a loser.
God damn it, Jonathan. But actually, Jonathan, just so you, between you and me, I really needed the night off. I'm fucking exhausted. So
that's how it works behind the curtain.
I love it when it's somebody else's fault.
Did you rub one out?
That night?
Yeah.
No, instead I went out with a friend. I don't remember. I might have. I did go out with a friend, though. I called somebody and was like, hey, let's go out. I don't have to work.
No, good for you. You never do that when you have a podcast off. You stay here and work on other people's music or clean your bathroom in like your little Dutch boy clothes and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I put on little outfits and clean.
Brown little clogs.
It's so true.
Exactly.
The pistoleros made fun of me when they were over here one time because they saw like my gardening gear with my gardening gloves and my gardening hat. You know how ugly my gardening hat is.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, it's like my big ugly gardening hat.
Yes. And I walk outside and Andy's got my floppy hat on with the gloves and he's got his wrists all bent. Like, is this what you do your gardening in, Rick? Yeah, I didn't know it looked that ridiculous, though. Thanks, Andy.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. It's functional, man.
Yeah, it's like that, but... yeah, older, fatter, and with no shirt. That's great. So, anyway.
But, so, at any rate, it's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. And it's great to have a band in studio that's here to rock our faces off.
I've never really heard you guys. The sound check was pretty fucking cool. So this is why, and you sound like weird and new to me, but you're all older guys.
Let me introduce them. Moons of Vega, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah.
Participants of Merry Anarchy, Winter Ball 2016.
Yes, indeed.
That Moons of Vega.
The one and only.
Well, it was upon seeing that show that I said, well, damn it, we need these boys in on the podcast, and it only takes, like, what, 3.5-4 months here? Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
quite right.
Oh, should we hear all your voices?
Yeah.
So the audience knows who the hell you are.
Yeah, let's introduce yourselves to everybody.
And what you do.
Around the room here.
I'm Bryce. I'm the singer, bass player.
Bruce, first guitar player. Or a guitar player.
Are you like first seat, second seat here? Oh.
No, actually Chris is first seat.
I'm the second guitar player now. I've been demoted. I'm Chris.
Or as Rick is referring to them before the show, American guitar player. Yeah. And was it not American guitar player?
I started with the less British guitar player. Yeah. I didn't want to just say American, like it was what was right.
Bruce's nickname is Hum.
Oh. Oh, yeah, fucking A.
No, that was bad.
Better have something to stop that.
And downstairs, the vocal, the talkative myself. Guy.
Yeah, I'm the talkative. My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
And what do you play, Don?
Well, right as now, any right as now, any regular kidding. Listener knows, if he's downstairs, he doesn't play anything with strings.
I'm actually getting a cup of coffee right now.
He's not even in the
and
band.
Making a bologna sandwich.
Wireless.
And by bologna sandwich, he means he's cuddling up
that's
next
code.
To Rick.
Yeah, that's code. We're making a hot dog, if you know what I mean. Put the meat between the buns.
I am actually really excited to finally have you guys back here on the show. It's good to see you all again. How has the year been for Moons of Vega? I've seen you guys on a number of bills here the last couple of months.
Yeah, we've started picking up a little more recently.
Yeah, it's exciting.
We're doing like a gig every 6 weeks or so.
That's good. No, that's a good schedule.
That's good for us.
Got to play The Saint, which was nice. That was
awesome.
Great.
How'd you like that?
Fucking nice place.
Yeah. Great room.
Yeah.
Total good sound and fucking. Yeah. And I don't feel like if I don't wear earplugs, I'm going to be ruined for a week.
Yeah, exactly.
I love. Yeah, nice place.
They understand it has to be different volumes when there are different numbers of bodies in the room. Oh my God, what an amazing concept! You're not supposed to just set the sound and go have a drink and flirt with your girlfriend.
But there's enough room for the sound to go around.
Nobody works.
But not so much room that the sound is a ridiculous echo either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, damn, and you guys actually let the bass player sing. That's kind of weird.
You haven't heard me sing.
Oh, is that why? What is Zombo?
That bass player isn't smart enough to handle more than four strings.
It's usually like three.
Hey, they're bigger strings.
Yeah, really. There's
That's
more
true.
Heft.
True.
Yeah. Hefty, hefty, hefty. Not wimpy, wimpy. Those girly guitar players. That's why it takes two of you and only one of him.
That's right.
Speaking of which, let's jump right into a song here at the top
music.
Of the show. Let's get your sound out here for everybody to listen
Ooh.
To.
Did everyone tune?
What are we going to play?
Strumming. We'll be right back.
welcome to my psychedelic nightmare world.
Yeah!
Jesus.
That was fucking fantastic.
Fuck.
Thank you.
Dude, and like I love that you brought your own vocal effects. Like, not everybody does that, you know?
It just got to be easier because, you know, shit. You never know what you're going to have when you show up somewhere.
Well, dude, when a lot of times when the band leaves, I think, God, I'd love to really fuck that vocal up, but I don't know if they'll be like, man, I'm a purist. Don't be doing that shit to my voice. And if I wanted that shit on my voice, I would have brought my own blue box to plug into.
There you go.
And it's good you like it. It's good you like it because that's the only song that we know, so you're going to hear it like five more times.
And now the unplugged version.
Different arrangements? Or
no,
just
different tempo.
Actually. Oh, excellent.
We change the key every
Do you
now
have
and
a
then.
14-minute version?
That was it.
Shit's dope.
Yeah, it sure is. I got Moons of Vega. Vega is a galactic body out there, right?
It's a star.
It's a star, right. I didn't know if it was a star or if it was a cluster of some sort. No, I'm aware of the car.
Yeah,
isn't stars moons?
I used to own a Corona, and it's not just a
planets?
Beer or the center of a sun.
True.
It was a car in the 1970s.
Yeah, the name doesn't actually make much sense, I don't.
Is there any like sci-fi reference or anything like
it's
that?
It's mentioned in Star Trek a few times.
Spaceballs.
Somewhere in, I think Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy mentions something about the Vega system.
Okay, so
Spaceballs,
basically it's a bit of a throwaway since it was one of the first other planet or stars that we knew of that had like planets and moons around it or something.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. Sounds cool, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what it boils down to?
That was basically it. It was a long, difficult name search. I think we ended up with something like 80 or 90 names
that we couldn't agree on.
What were some B choices that didn't make
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
that's always fun. Pizza the Hut.
I don't even remember.
Pizza MK the Hut was one.
Fuck.
Wow. I would have shot that down just on the grounds the Atomics wrote a song called that.
Oh.
Somebody needs to start a band and call it High Karate. Remember High Karate?
I do.
It's fucking some good shit. I'll get you laid.
How about Hair Trigger? That's a good name for me.
Hair Trigger.
So how did the deliberations go? Did it evolve down to like a dart into a board?
No, we just kept a running list on like a shared file online and everybody added to it when...
No, it evolved into a naked fist fight.
Yeah, there you go.
this man knows how to answer a fucking question.
And each one
I wasn't
of you
going to mention that part, but all right. But it's out there.
Each one of you had a name sharpied across your chest.
Yeah.
And then naked and whoever won that name was the name. Nice.
Rick, you're just setting yourself up.
Oh, if we want to turn this into homoerotic bullshit, I'm your guy.
About how long have you been playing in Reno?
3 years?
3 years?
Three and a half, maybe now?
Yeah. When did we meet Bryce?
Before I was in school, right before I was in school.
2012, I met Bryce.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Shit, almost 4 years? Jesus.
Now, I'm going to guess you're not a Reno native.
I am now.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
How long have you been in Reno?
Since 2012.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
London, England.
Oh, straight out of London, like
straight
for
out.
Real.
Yeah.
You're not just saying that like how we say we're from Reno when we're really from Sparks? Like, are you really from Crawley?
From Gardnerville.
Sun Valley.
Okay. West London.
Nice.
How about the rest of you?
I was born in Tahoe, but I've lived
You're a local
all
boy, yeah.
Kind of. I didn't really grow up here. I spent summers here. Came from Portland about
That's
8
fun.
Years ago.
Okay.
Years ago.
Oh, 8 years. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you're getting up on a decade. Shit, you're about to be adopted, whether you like it or not.
Well, fine by me. I love it here.
Yeah. Ditto.
I've been in Reno... 18 years now, from the Midwest, originally.
Where were you from?
I think we've talked South about Dakota. This.
That's right.
Damn.
Mount Rushmore area.
Right. My ex-wife was from the, her family is from the Winter area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I've hey, you know what? Speaking of my ex-wife's side of the family, I do want to give a shout-out to fucking Uncle Ed Dreyer. The father of Cody Dakotiak, former voice here on the show. Ed passed away this past weekend.
Are you fucking serious?
You didn't know?
Oh my God. I live in my tiny world, Rick. Doesn't do anything.
Ed had a heart attack in his sleep on Sunday night.
Ed died?
Yeah.
Oh my God, first time Ed meets Rick,
Cody's been hanging out with us and he's bringing his dad over and he's been, "Don't, we can't tell my dad you're gay. He'll freak out. He's an old Vietnam vet. He's a trucker. And it's not going to be weird."
Cody's really butch and kind of scary and his
like
family is kind of scary
at a strip club and
we're all told yeah. all these horrific stories of the stuff Ed did is just like this legendary bullshit of like, you know,
like
stealing
tough
like
ass
just and
motherfucker
scary, like,
in
know,
the 60s, you know,
punching yeah. horses out kind of stuff, you know, like just like lots of like
right?
drugs and hookers
that,
and like, you know,
real and true.
And I'm
all
sure
of it.
Well, and I'm sure most of it might, some of it may have been embellished, but holy shit,
I don't think the horse thing
we
is.
we heard so many stories about this amazing man that was and then he's coming to visit and we're not gonna, and he's like, "You can't fucking tell," and we're living together, "you can't
all
fucking tell,
like,
you
yeah,
can't fucking
been,
tell my dad
yeah.
that you're gay, we gotta like just play straight, it's okay." And then like they walk
first
in drunk
happened,
after coming home
company.
From some fucking strip club or brothel or God knows what, been out all night, walk in the door and Cody says, "This is my friend Rick, he's a gay preacher." And Ed just sticks his hand out and shakes mine and says, "Everybody's got problems." Everybody's got problems.
When I first met Ed, I was going to meet the family. My ex-wife was taking me home to meet her. Ed, his brother, my future father-in-law, the stripper ex-wife who's the mother to my ex-half-sister? I don't know what that
right.
is. Who's not much older than my own daughter. Like, so I'm meeting this whole, like, and I met Cody this same weekend. And we get there. I'm there for about 45 minutes. We're having a couple of beers. And Ed just looks at me and goes, "So, you're dating Shy here, huh? Well, I guess next weekend your name's going to be Blue Balls, huh?"
That's a good impersonation of him.
And I had blue hair at the time, so that kind of stuck.
And Cody, we'll just throw in a...
"Suck one dick, cocksucker for life."
Yeah, lives forever here on the show.
Hi, I'm Dakota, the gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
That's Cody. He's not really a gay bartender.
But he threatened somebody with that one night. It was awesome.
No, some guy was talking a bunch of shit, and Cody just decided to tell him that he was gay for fun.
You got a problem with that?
It was like a big, yeah.
So. But we digress a little bit. That's Ed Spawn,
holy
Cody,
shit,
who's a good friend
Ed
of ours. But yeah,
Ed passed away
this past Sunday. So, ladies and gentlemen out there in internet land, please raise a toast and swill one down for Ed right now. He was a good man, and well, no, he wasn't always a good man, but he was a great guy that
we
all loved.
Had a good fucking time.
he definitely had a good time doing it. I learned a lot from the man, and so did a lot of people. So, Ed, we miss you. We love you. How about a song?
Yeah. You guys got something a little bit poignant?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
This one's for Ed.
Yeah, this is the first one. We're going to do that again.
Ed liked good rock music, and he liked country music, so, you know.
Yeah, what are we doing? Another day? We'll be right back.
Nice.
That was a punch.
Thank you.
I like it. So, would you guys describe yourselves as a high energy band?
We've kind of been moving in that direction. We have a bunch of slow songs, but they just don't really play live. you kill the energy. So
right.
We're very lazy.
Now, but yeah. Did you write them and you're going to put them on an album kind of thing?
Definitely.
Okay.
And
okay.
If we ever get...
If they catch.
Past our half-hour set, and actually do like a full show, we probably incorporate a few of them back.
Yeah, we need to get you on more shows where you get like 40 minutes kind of thing. Yeah.
We need a little more material for this. 4 years, we have like 9 songs.
As far as live playing, it never hurts to have a cover or two in your pocket. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, don't play it for us here on the show, but do you guys have covers that you play? What's the one you play most and best?
We did the Holland Project Halloween show last year.
Oh, what band?
Who were you?
We were REM.
Oh,
fun!
Very fun.
Well, what was your favorite song? What was the one you guys nailed?
I think we nailed Blue Crush with Eyeliner.
Crush with Eyeliner.
Crush with Eyeliner.
We had to do End of the World.
Yeah.
I mean, that
we,
was
we
good.
We actually made it through that one.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, well done.
It was an accomplishment.
Michael Stipe couldn't do that. He always had the lyrics in hand on stage.
Did you have the lyrics in hand?
Feel good about
that. I memorized them.
Oh, you are so fucking rad.
And he played bass.
You are truly a child of the 80s.
I can see you guys doing maybe like a Pink Floyd version of a NoFX song.
Ooh.
I think that would go over real well.
Totally.
I like it.
Just throwing that out there.
You're giving us ideas.
Gilmore meets Fat Mike.
Aw. Well, fuck, Rory. What the hell do we do now? Oh, so what did you do this weekend?
Me? What? Oh, sorry. I was distracted with something else. You were supposed to just keep it going.
Oh, I can.
Way to be a great interviewer there, Rick.
I want
to. I immediately want to turn back to me.
No, we're talking about the band, Rick. Okay. See, you're a horrible interviewer because you always want to talk about yourself.
I want to hear what Rick did over the weekend.
I recorded Zach Ryan's band, so that was helpful.
Which is a future guest on the show in early May, late April.
And is it his band? Is it Donkey Jaw or is it somebody else?
No, it's the other band.
He's in, but it's not the band that I recorded this weekend. He's in like 3 bands.
Yeah, so. Okay. So it's in one of his
bands. Solo band is the one that I recorded this weekend, and that was hella fun. So
We played with Donkey Jaw, didn't we?
I'm almost positive we did a show with them, I think, at the Holland Project.
Sexually.
They're younger kids, just that cuspy late teen, early 20s. So they're involved with a lot of that. Good kids. I like them a lot.
Yeah,
we've had them on the show before. They played at Mary Anarchy a couple times.
Nice.
And they're all branching out and doing like other different sounding bands because they're kids with lots of free time and very little responsibility, and they're talented.
Nice.
As opposed to, I don't know about you guys, but I see some gray hairs in the room besides myself.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all old farts with like jobs and responsibilities and bills. You don't just have time to dick around and
these kids,
write 5 new songs a day.
These kids' dreams haven't died yet. So, like the rest of us.
What's that like?
I know. It's weird.
Any homeowners in the room?
Not me.
No.
Ah, thank God.
I'm
homeowner.
Theoretically taking that plunge in the next week to 2 weeks here.
Congratulations.
Should everything go well. Nice.
What area?
Across from Worcester in the little university named Street area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. Auburn. So cool. Kind of really excited. Like, I've been in Reno for 20 years. I guess I'm not going anywhere else. I should stop paying rent.
You don't have enough years to go figure out if someplace else is better. You already tried that. It didn't work.
I did, and I had to come back to Reno
because
it was a massive failure. And I'm not even from here. So those people who say it's a black hole, No, I came back of my own free will.
I think you've lived in all thirds of the country, right?
No.
The country divided into thirds?
No. I have St. Louis and Lafayette are...
The same third?
Yeah, they're actually like just ones above the other. Like I-55 connects the two of them.
Can you tell I dropped
straight
out
up to Chicago
my junior year? I don't know. I
have not lived in the eastern third of the country. I've lived right on the edge of that, I would say, with St. Louis there on I-55. That's right on the edge of that.
In my head, St. Louis is right above Florida. It's not true.
It's just like, oh, Reno, that's just right by Vegas. How often do you go? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I could show you a picture of what's between Reno and Vegas.
It's my middle finger.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot.
It's like the taint of Nevada. Taint one, taint the other.
My California family always says, do you hate Californians? And I always say, not as much as we hate people from Vegas. God bless you, people from
Vegas.
Hey,
Don, how about you downstairs? How long have you been in the area?
I've been in the area about 10 years. I'm from the Bay Area.
How you liking it here?
It's different. I like it.
You moved away from an amazing culture mecca to here, and was it just like...
God, it's...
Does it feel like you're in the desert, or...
The sticks?
Well, it did the first 7 years.
And then you got in this band, huh?
Yeah, I got in this band, and I actually live in Minden.
So,
ooh, you can hear the banjos real well down there.
It's pretty, though.
He plays in one of those banjo bands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your other banjo band?
What's that?
What's your banjo band?
Well, it's called $10 Pony.
See, there's a plug.
Yeah. See, yeah, we're
allowed to.
You don't have to just plug this band.
Yeah. I immediately pictured what kind of pony would you get for, what kind of diseased pony would you get for?
It's
like when you get a free monkey in the mail. Like it's not going to arrive
beautiful pony.
Alive.
Just because the name rings a bell, have you ever done a show at Notch 8?
No.
No?
What is that?
It's a band. I don't know how active they are anymore, but they were a Gardnerville, Minden, Carson kind of band with Bob Conrad on drums and James Wilsey on guitar.
No, I don't know those fellas.
Ah, long time Reno guys.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of bands in that area, so Reno's the place to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can play a couple of fairs in the summertime, but
a candy dance.
But frankly, it's like 14 disaffected 14-year-olds standing there because their parents said they had to watch you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But Minden is so lush and beautiful, you can't believe that it's that close to Reno.
Yeah, true.
I mean, really.
True that.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of more in between Minden and Carson, so I'm not actually in the city. So
you're
the desert half
of Minden.
Yeah, the desert half of Minden, exactly. I'm right on the edge. So, yeah. But it's fun, nice and quiet. I hear the coyotes every night.
You mean like the people that smuggle Mexicans into the country? Get in the truck! There's those Bang. Coyotes.
So wait, I got a quick question. How many songs did you guys bring to play tonight?
Like five, I think.
Five? All right, perfect.
Yeah, five of the nine.
I'm gonna say play one right now, and then we're gonna have a real special segment of the show when we come back.
Woo! Okay.
What are we playing?
That one song.
Oh,
fucked, honey. Go to your room.
She's such a bitch.
I enjoyed that greatly. I think Elvis Presley would have also greatly enjoyed that one. Because, no, he never did drugs, but he did like being stoned. Oh, gosh. Are you guys ready for another segment of the show?
Yes, we are.
Rick, can I have my music, please?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show. It's the worst little podcast quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask all of these contestants, guests, a number and series of strange, bizarre, and revealing questions that they are probably not going to answer in front of their moms. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We are just going to go round robin around the room. I'm going to point. You're going to answer. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who is the first who gets cannibalized?
Well, I'd have to go with the brother because I'm an only child. And it's just, I have no concept of the attachment.
Excellent.
That's a hard one because I have a mother and a brother. brother.
A lot of fratricide in this room.
Yeah, probably the brother.
Yeah, I'm going to continue the tradition. Yeah. And downstairs.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say brother.
All the brothers die.
He's got more meat. He's got more meat.
He's such a nice guy, right. Though.
Don, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, keeping with the violent theme?
Oh, who would I start a fist fight with?
Like, pick a fist fight with. Yeah.
Let's see.
Real people, no fictional characters.
Real Buster Keaton.
Ooh. In his day, he would kick your ass.
He was kind of a swinging brute.
Fucking, it was kind of. Every once in a while, he'd like do a movie, and he'd take his shirt off, and I'd be all, "Damn!"
I just
hanging
that,
by that clock and bullshit.
I just saw an episode of Twilight Zone, and he was on it, and he didn't look very tough. So I'm gonna have to say,
"Oh, okay."
Well, somebody, maybe him from what was that? Some funny thing happened on the way to the forum, maybe.
Yeah,
it was like 76 when that was made.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, pick
knock
an old
man.
Man
in the face. Yeah.
He's got to be slower than me.
Knock those fucking glasses on the ground.
Oh,
that
man.
Fucking hat. That
man, oh, man.
Tick-tock.
Okay. Who's next?
I would say our current president.
Hey, good popular answer.
Because he's got small hands.
That evil cocksucker that owns the Nestle Corporation.
The
CEO.
That is not a strong popular answer, but I like it. It's a strong answer. Yeah.
What do you got against chocolate milk?
The Nestle Corporation is flipping evil.
That dude's evil.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, she's got a lot to ask.
Any reasons?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard her talk about anything?
Goop.
What was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
The Dream Academy's first album.
Faggot.
When I was 10. That little girl does not like me.
She doesn't like anybody.
That would have to be... let's see...
Highway to
he's
Hell.
Trying, he's trying to think.
Highway
okay.
To Hell.
Okay.
He's trying to think of a cool. All
right.
Yeah. No. The truth, please.
The Stooges.
I will say, yes. I would like to say I owned that Dream Academy album also, and I have sex with men. So you know.
So I bought Boomtown Rats.
Nice. I don't like Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The one.
The only one.
The only one. Yeah.
And downstairs where nobody cares.
I think probably maybe Charlie Parker, some jazz person.
Damn.
Yeah.
What? Like that's pretty high.
I think that was a cassette tape.
Faggot.
That was a cassette tape.
Yeah, cassette tapes definitely count as a first album. And on a similar note, we're going to start with you and come back up. What was the first rock show concert you ever spent money to go to? Or just the first rock concert you ever saw, even if your parents took you or something.
You're going to love this one. My first real concert was Styx.
Oh, yeah. That was at the Mr. Roboto tour?
Yeah, that was Cornerstone.
The past
that's
your,
how old,
past
that's how
prime,
old I am.
Nobody's ever heard that.
And where was that?
How old were you?
I don't know. I could figure it out if I had a calculator.
Did you have hair down there?
Yeah, I had hair down there.
At that point, you were already using your body as a
I had hair down there. I was in the nosebleeds.
Nice.
So I remember this as if it was yesterday. It was Rush. It was the Moving Pictures Tour.
Awesome.
It was Wembley Arena in London.
All right. Holy shit.
Amazing.
You've got the coolest album and the coolest concert.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
But to you, Wembley Arena is like Lawler to us, right?
Yes.
So it's not that big of a deal.
No.
To us, that's amazing.
How many times do you ever go see anything there? Dozens?
No.
Once? Twice.
Maybe three times.
Wembley's like Davidson's.
Right. Hey, I just played there. Shut up.
Triumph and Foghat, and Foghat canceled.
What?
some man from Omaha. Open for Triumph.
I thought more Triumph for the rest of us.
Yes.
I guess not.
Triumph was really just kind of an opener band for bigger bands.
Guns N' Roses and Soundgarden.
Fuck. Oh, you guys have great answers.
What was your first concert when you were 35 years old?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little late.
I'm younger than all you guys. No, I was 16. It was right when they came out with Use Your Illusion.
I didn't know
I was going to say, that would have been like, mid-90s there. Yep.
I didn't know you were that old.
He is the youngest.
Yeah, my first fucking concert was like fucking Tiffany when New Kids on the Block opened.
Hey, Tiffany is fucking cool.
So, if that doesn't date me and show my inner soul.
Did do a Generation X song, so it's
true.
My first concert was The Cure Disintegration Tour.
Faggot.
Yes.
Damn it. That's not because you have sex with men. That's because I'm jealous.
That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Back to the questions. Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many books do you own?
Probably around 400.
And what was the last thing you read?
I'm currently reading Star Wars, Terry Pratchett, Neil Gaiman, and a collection of short stories of the Cthulhu mythos.
Whoa. Do you own more than one D20?
More than what?
One D20.
Literally own dozens.
How did I know that would be the answer?
And I don't even know what that is.
I would have to say around 100.
Okay, and the last one you read?
With the reader. 100 Things to Do in Reno Before You Die by Mickalee Brierley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's
just came out.
That seems like a new title. I've not heard
new
that.
Title. Coworker of mine. Little plug there.
Oh, cheers. Where is it available? Amazon?
Barnes & Noble. Amazon.
Ooh, hey, nice.
I believe Costco eventually.
That's actually a real book then.
Yeah?
I would say probably about... Also, around 100. I've just been reducing my library.
Nice. So it's a low point for you at 100.
It's a low point, yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
And so I'm currently reading the original Frankenstein, Mary Shelley.
Nice.
How is that?
It's surprisingly good. Yeah.
So I've been reading a lot of stuff from that era.
I found it not as much of a drag as like Melville.
Thank you, Jesus.
But
who I haven't read.
So. Oh, dude,
it's awful. Don't try it.
It's like Melville and Hugo. Just shoot me.
Just read the Wikipedia page. It's easier.
But by the time the novel gets to Mary and she's playing with it, it's a little more of a sophisticated device.
Okay. Yeah.
I enjoy it. And downstairs, are you DJ men or are you a drummer?
You're asking the drummer how many books he has?
Yeah.
What's a book?
I have -2.
Oh my God.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
Do the books you read have panels with figures in them in brightly colored costumes?
Maybe. I'm not telling
Are they
you.
Sometimes turtles?
You're going to make fun of me, so I'm not telling you anything.
No, what's the last book you read?
I don't even... Oh, the last book I read was... it was a book about a musician that lived in the Bay Area whose name was Scott Miller. And he was a brilliant songwriter, musician in a band called... In the 80s, a band called Game Theory and then later Loud Family. And the book is called The Lost Genius of Scott Miller.
Wow, way to pull wow. out some like cool yeah. answer with a nonfiction book there.
Yeah, it's
dummy. I mean,
duh.
So I'm gonna just say you get the one opportunity that everybody asks for, the celebrity bone down. What's the one celebrity that if you had all your chances you could with no repercussions get down with?
Hervé Villaché.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I would wreck his wow. little mouth. I would fucking the hell yeah. That is one of the best answers ever.
Wow. Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
Ooh,
those pudgy little
good
fingers.
Good answers, too. Oh. I like me a redhead.
Cameron Diaz? Cameron Diaz.
That's a tough one. He's currently kind of crushing on Cecily Strong.
Cecily Strong. Can't say I know that one.
She's the dark-haired girl in Saturday Night Live. I really like comedians.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Riku. Hey, speaking of such things, when you're looking for inspiration by yourself, if you know what I mean, and you've got a computer in front of you, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk? No.
I really don't know.
Not a fan
Latinas,
of the internet porn?
Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, Carson City Steamer, Dirty Martinez, Eggs Danny Whoa. Thomas style.
Oh, this
None.
So much more sophisticated than I am. Yeah, I don't know, just random shit.
Okay, first thing that pops up?
Basically.
Dark as possible.
Ooh. Nice.
Well, I just like to go with the new videos, what's
fresh. The newest uploaded? Yeah. All right.
So you don't turn away from, like foot fisting or anything?
No, fisting? Bring it on.
What is foot fisting called? Does anybody know?
Foot fisting. And yes, I explicitly know that.
They should come up with a name for it, like, butt walking or something. I don't know.
Metatarsal insertion.
let's call it like Ahab attack or something, because your foot disappears and it looks like you're Captain Ahab.
Don, you like the porn and internet, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, what are your favorite two words, my friend?
I can do that in three words.
There you go.
On the farm.
My goodness.
.com.
Wow.
All right. Pleased to be describing the age and circumstances of your deflowering, Don.
Oh, jeez. Age. I was a late bloomer, so I was probably like maybe 19.
It's okay.
Yeah. It was a waterbed.
Ooh.
It always sounds like a good idea, but it wasn't. Yeah, no. Sometimes the water works against you.
Yeah, it wasn't very helpful.
Especially in your first time, I'd imagine.
One of my early boyfriends and I took off all the sheets and covered it in baby oil, and that was fun. I was like 14.
Rick, this isn't about you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What is
water beds. The water beds always bring me back to that moment. It was pretty nice.
Was your house, her house, or his
it
house?
It was her house.
Her house.
At her house, yeah.
Parents'
yeah.
home.
Yeah, her boyfriend was in the living room.
Wow. I was 18.
I'm going to guess it was not in the United States.
It was not in the United States.
It was someplace else where everything is a foreign object.
Yes, quite right. And it was a party at a friend's house. His parents had gone away. Everyone was over there.
Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
And, there you go. And she was French.
Nice. Ooh. Visiting for the weekend kind of thing.
All right, you got the best.
Do you speak French or does she speak English?
How old are you again? What did you say?
18.
18, okay.
Did she speak English or did you speak French?
She spoke French. I spoke English.
Oh, my God. You couldn't. And you were only able to communicate through the physicality of your amazingness.
Right. Hey, I brought you a drink. Wink.
Damn.
I was 16, Ooh. And I believe it was a tall field of grass at a party.
Also at a party.
Shit.
Okay.
You had sex with a tall blade of grass?
In a tall
South
field.
Dakota, that is mostly what's out there.
Yes.
Like there's like a couple of buildings and a lot of tall grass.
On the prairie.
I was 16, and it was in the middle of a soccer field.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to guess at night.
It was halftime.
and likely a Latina.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Just my high school girlfriend.
Nice.
I should have guessed when you called it a soccer field.
That's excellent. Soccer field. Like that's ballsy. So if you were being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer?
Living or dead?
Yes.
Bill Hicks.
Yes, nice. Good man.
What was that again? Sorry.
You're being led to a gas chamber, think Auschwitz, by a comedian in a clown suit. Who would you prefer that comedian to be?
George Carlin.
Okay.
Mark Gatiss.
I think that's a first. Good answer, though. And Don?
I would say Richard Pryor.
While I enjoy all of your answers, the correct answer is, in fact, Jerry Lewis.
I can see that.
No, it's really a movie he made that's in a locked vault until the day he dies.
Oh, that. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna switch it up a little and get to our rapid-fire portion of the show. So just answer these questions as quick as possible. Don't think. Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Rip.
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Donkey or Walrus? Who wins a fight?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Okay. Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
But gays can get married.
That's true.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I can't
say. Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Okay. That's an unfair question.
All right. Burgers or dogs?
Vegetarian.
Burgers.
Burgers.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer. Yeah, cancer. I got to go for AIDS. Cancer.
Okay.
50-50.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Beat up.
Cold play or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Cold sore.
Oh, I love it when that happens. Rick, you got a couple?
Circumcised or not?
Was that a question? I didn't
know. Yeah, circumcised or not? Are you circumcised or not?
Riku wants to know.
Circumcised. Yeah.
Snip, snip.
Yes, my daughter wants to know. Not a bald-headed gay man.
Not.
Keeping a dossier.
Don?
Yep. Circumcised.
Oh, the whole band is cut? That sucks.
No.
Oh,
who's isn't? Not?
The
I'm
lady.
Not.
Oh, of course. Foreign objects, if you know what I'm saying.
Girl. Yeah. I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there. Yeah. Hedgehog.
Quite right.
All right, we're going to call the quiz right there. That was a good final quick round there. But I'm going to say, with some of the best answers, it was a tight race. But the best answers I can say, Don leads
the course.
Even as the dummy of the band, you guys should have really outweighed him with all of those books in your head.
You guys are so smart with all your books. Yeah, I think you're pretty fucking smart, don't you?
You're so worldly.
Congratulations, though. All he wins is a handshake with me, and I'll probably spit in my hand first.
Cool.
Kind of off.
So, on that note, let's have some more notes. Can we
another
get
another song?
Another song by you guys.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
I love afternoon? You ask that every time.
Afternoon.
Thank you.
nice
Thank
ending.
You. That's
Dude,
cool.
I love that, like, roll down, slow down, kind of retard.
You know, retard. That's with an
a
I.
Retard. Right.
What are you trying
so,
to say?
So, where can people catch you? Can they find you on the internet?
We have a Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Do you have any music up there yet?
Yeah, there's a SoundCloud link there if you go to our Facebook page.
And hey, after this show, you'll also have a number of songs you can select from on this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Good. Thank That'll you. Replace what we have up there because it's all like 3 years old.
but do you have anything lined up right now?
Yeah, Shay's next.
We have a Shay's show.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Hey.
Damn, Chewy.
Wow.
Chewy's been hanging out at Shay's for a long time.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Your fingering isn't. So
he's terrible.
Capital C for cunt.
Right. Anyway. Dude, so Shay's.
Shay's, April 13th.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
The whiny pussies.
Ooh. The whiny pussies.
The whiny pussies.
Really? Oh, another
capital C for cunt.
they're not very... local. I don't know that name.
It's a dirty word.
I think they're from California.
Yeah, it actually smells pretty good in there.
Not as bad as it used to. Put in a good filtration system now.
Yes. Yep.
Actually, no, it really does. It's not as smoky when you go in there. It's still fucking smoky, but not like you have to like have fog lights to make it through the room. Well, excellent. Excellent. That's April
13th.
And what do the pussies sound like? Do you know?
They are, I believe, a punk band from California.
Sounds about right.
Damn. Yeah.
So, you know. Anything beyond that?
We have Marianarchy coming
up. Yeah, that's kind of the softball leading question I was trying to ask her.
You finally got there.
We're excited to have you there. I'm excited to be joining you on a bill with my own band here again.
Oh, yes.
The One Ton Dooley.
Nice. Cool.
We've also been having a little, shows about every 6 weeks or so. It's been a lot of fun.
Caught your show at the Saint.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Cheers. Thank you. Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
It's really good.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you again. Yeah. I just thank you for showing up. I'm, not that good. I'm watching him like over here, like just okay, Bryce. How did you do that? Let's see. Okay, can I do that kind of thing? Not yet. No. but no, I'm excited to see you guys play again. Mary Kearney's a great event this year. It's gonna be for our good friend Hank Sosnowski, former TMCC professor, who was attacked in the streets for trying to tell somebody not to vandalize a public monument outside the artist loft. So we're raising some money for Hank, who is frankly permanently disabled. It was a massive head wound. He was in a coma for a long time. He's got years of physical therapy and just learning to be a person again. And his cognition isn't what it was. We'll just, you know.
That sucks.
Man. I don't know the details of how severe it is, but he's not a college professor anymore. Let's just say it like that. And yeah, it's a shame because he was a brilliant mind and a great poet. And
well, and he got
kind
that...
of an asshole that I loved, you know.
And he got that defending Reno.
Yeah, wow. For real. For real. So we're really excited about this year's Marianarchy, and we really hope as many of the listeners out there, as many of the fans of the bands out there, and friends of Hank can come out and support it because. This is as severe as somebody trying to get over cancer or you know other life threatening diseases. This is the rest of his fucking life, you know. Yeah. And you know we've all I'm sure considered those kind of things in moments of bleh. But so do what we can to make his life the best because he did a lot for Reno. He was a director of Hot August Nights for a decade. I mean, he's a man who's been a part of parcel, part of the scene for decades and decades. And he got injured for us, so let's do a good one for him.
Yes. Totally. Did they find the
Oh, yeah. Nice. I don't know what stage that is in, but he was taken into custody at some point. So, yay.
Yeah.
and then on another note, let's see, coming up on April 7th here, Foxy First Friday, not hosted by me. We're going to have a surprise guest host, and we're also going to have the wonderful and talented Mr. Todd South as our guest for the month.
Cool. Todd's fucking awesome.
I'm taking a couple months off here. My good buddy Todd Ballow has taken over. However, he had some complications with next week, so we're still trying to fill April 7th, but Todd South will be there for sure at the Foxy Olive, so should be a great night. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to miss it, but you should not. You should definitely get out there and check out the Smoke Free Foxy. Smoke Free for over a year now, and we've been doing First Friday there for almost 2 years. We always enjoy your support. It's always a great time, so come check out your good, friendly neighborhood bartenders like Andrew.
Yeah. Well,
call him Andy. He hates that now. He used to make everybody call him that, but now he's Andrew. So call him Andy next time you go into Foxy.
How about And? Hey, And.
Yeah, oh, I bet that would totally irk him. That would irk him. He wouldn't even serve you. It would be great. You should do it.
I'm changing my name to Donald.
Really?
Don't call me.
Really?
Yeah.
First name, the middle name, Donald. Oh, my goodness. Rick, do you have anything exciting on your calendar?
I mean, yeah, lots of bands coming in and stuff happening, but nobody, everybody's bored with that. It doesn't fucking matter. And I'm not getting out and doing anything else. But, yeah, overdubbing stuff with a lot of different people, so.
Well, super fun.
Frankly Fictitious and Doctors of Feelgood are coming back, and Little Sean is coming in and polishing up some stuff, too.
Oh, wow.
And I've been working a lot out in the yard whenever it's actually warm. When it's warm once in a while, it's not. It's still fucking spring, and it's the shittiest winter spring ever.
Yes, it is. Because it's wet, but it's cold and it's sunny.
Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, but I still need to get stuff ready for the one day that we'll eventually have sunshine. But you got to be careful in Reno because it freezes.
And then you'll have to do it all in that 12-hour period.
Fuck.
Don't plant your tomatoes until the snow has melted off your mom's diaphragm.
Right.
What the hell, Rick? Like, what were you thinking?
Oh boy!
Were you drunk?
Locals will get that.
I would.
Locals will
get
that.
I would say, are you drunk? But I know you haven't been drunk since before she was born. Like, the timing's creepy.
My
yeah. He was not the mailman. That's not what I'm trying to imply here.
My favorite part of that sample, though, is at the end of it. She said,
"What's a diaphragm?"
The thing that controls your lungs.
What? Huh.
Oh my goodness. Well, hey, it's been a real pleasure having you guys here in the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Moons of Vega. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please check them out. Go see them at their show at Shea's up here on April 13th. And please, of course, come see them at Merry Anarchy coming up on May 12th and 13th, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it is this year. So we're going to go out on a song after I get done here. But for Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, all the interns, and Moons of Vega, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you.
Thank
good
you,
night,
Rory.
Ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Taken with the world, and when she left, I was bereft. And all the fate.
I'd be scared to sleep at night knowing possums and raccoon and deer and God knows what other creatures would be lurking outside, fucking and shitting right out in the open.
Darkwater Studio.
Oh, God, did you hear that, horrid little bird?
Come on, let's go back to Uncle Cody.